Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Blox Talks Roblox Review Podcast. I'm Matt from the Boy.
And I'm Rich.
Happy 2024.
Woo!
How long has it been? Like, one day since 2024?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. So, before we start today's episode, Rex, how are you? How's your new year?
Doing quite well. I had a lot of fun at New Year's party I went to. How about you?
I had a lot of fun. I played Roblox Stores all night, and so that was pretty crazy. And then played a Paraphobia and reached level 2 at New Year exactly. So
nice. That was fun.
All right. So without further ado, Rex, what are we going to be talking about today?
Well, as we were just talking about, since the new year has come around, we thought it would be best to revisit, not quite revisit, but, you know, look back as to the games that we played the most, or the games that had the most significance to us during that past year of 2023.
That's right. So today is going to be it's going to be annual, going on from the show, the annual Blox Talks Year in Review. So, I think it's time that we jump right into talking about our top 5 games this year.
So, as we were just talking about in our last intro, we are each going to be explaining why and naming the games that we played the most or had the most significance to us over the past year. I do believe we each have 5. Is that correct, Mav?
Yes.
Okay. I will let you start off.
Okay. We're gonna just go from 5 and then work our way up. So at number 5, this one was tricky, but I'm gonna say Vans World. Because I did find that game that year, and I believe it came out 2023. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I did enjoy all of the UGC events. I kind of focused on, there was a long period of time where I was just playing that, and it was one of my favorite games at the time, and it is still very satisfying to play to this day. So that is why it's my number 5 and significant to me. All right, Rex, what is your number 5?
Yeah, so that was, yeah, I can completely agree that is a fun game. My number 5 is Speedrun 4. I mean, it's a lot of the time when, you know, like I was bored at home on the weekend and didn't really have much to do, I, you know, just thought, okay, well, I'll just run and go to Speedrun 4 and try to beat it, or just play until I get bored of it and find something else to do. So it's kind of like when either I was still trying to find new games is when it first came up, and then I've just kind of just constantly played it off and on.
So now we move on to our number 4, and let's change it up, Rex. You go again.
Okay. So my number 4 is going to be Color or Die. And I know this may come as a shock because I rated it pretty high in our last special episode, but I haven't been playing it as much recently, but I still was playing it like this entire year, trying to figure out like how to beat chapter 1 and then eventually chapter 2. And honestly, I was kind of kept by the lore of it because there's just so much lore to explore. Hey, that rhymes. And it's all just like a really fun game. I enjoy to play it.
Right. For me, my number four is, for sure, it is the Night Shift experience. Mm. And, why this game? It's because it kind of set me on, my path, to just play a lot more of those types of games. It set me on a path through lore, of that game, through the simpleness of it, all the way until the more recent games, which have really just, like, created so much lore that is really enjoyable and make the experience really fun. And so, for those reasons, I really enjoyed the Night Shift experience. And it also kind of, the style of game, especially in the third game, kind of helped Roblox, I guess, see, like, the kind of games I was into, and eventually led me to Nostalgia Hangout Game, to Crossroads Hangout Game, Stereotypical Obby, and the Stereotypical Obby's new game, I think it's pronounced, like, Ralph County Archives, Chapter 2, which, currently is actually, it was released on New Year's Eve, and, then, after that, they kind of had to take it down, because of one of the endings, went into review, so, yeah, that's my number four.
Yeah, okay, so then we're on to my number three, and that is going to be the, beloved game of mine, Rainbow Friends Chapter 2. I played this game so much during this past year because it just keeps you on your toes. I mean, yeah, people might get bored of it after they beat it a few times. That's because they don't understand the amount of stuff you can do in it. Like, all the different challenges, all the different types of ways you guys can play, and by yourself, or even with your friend. Or right. friends.
I definitely agree with that. In fact, correct me if I'm wrong, or tell me if it's the same for you. I never used to view games as, like, bases for challenges and stuff. Really, until I started watching Think Noodles, because that's mainly what he does after he just beats the game. I think different challenges can be a way to brighten up any game that you have played through. Like, for example, actually, this just applies to any game, like Mario Kart. Say you want to, like, challenge yourself in Mario Kart. Turn off, I believe it's smart steering, it's called. And then, if you want to, like, challenge yourself in, Vans World, like, do a bunch of competitions with your friends and try and max out your skateboard and everything. And so I think that's a great way to keep, old games, still enjoyable. Yeah. And moving on to my number three, I mentioned it earlier, a Stereotypical Obby and its counterparts, the Ralph County Archives. This game, I first found it, just browsing along. I thought it was gonna be one of those games, we all know them, that are kind of just goofy, sometimes funny, but just goofy. Played through it, it's not goofy, it's extremely terrifying, it's a lot of fun, and I really enjoyed it, especially diving into the lore of this game. I think that people really overlook the potential that this game has, with the new sequel and the first one, and like where the series is going from here, and I really do think that people have overlooked it, and especially this game because it has updated to add the good ending, part one. It launched a new game, actually, on the last day of the year. So that was really cool of that game. And I really do enjoy it, and it's lore. It's a fun one to kind of prank your friends with, tell them, like, it's this really easy hobby. And
yeah, because he definitely used one of his worst friends, not his best friend, but one of his worst friends to try that on. That's sarcasm. He tried it on me.
Apologies to the dozens of people I have done that to. Moving on to our number two, Rex. Let's do this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, if you remember the beginning of this segment, we didn't just say the games we played most, it's also the games we found the most enjoyable and, like, really like their stuff. So, although I don't play it as much as, say, Mav, my number two is Doors, because I really, really liked the base game. But then they added the modifiers, which gives, like, this whole new perspective to the game. And it's, like, you can do anything, pretty much. Like, you really want to think, like, you really want to test how good you are? I mean, it's just put some harder modifiers on, and then good luck to you. Mm-hmm. Although I don't play it as much, I really, really like how Elsplash made the game.
Mm-hmm. My number two, I'm going to say, is Jailbreak. Jailbreak number one is just a game I found captivating to play over this whole year. I found it this year, and I just started playing it, and I just enjoyed it so much. With all their different robberies, all the different weapons, vehicles, and other things you can unlock in this game. Robberies, because I am personally, I tend to be the criminal. Hijacking helicopters, hijacking the plane. And especially because this year they came out with their big update to the prison, which I think changed the game a lot. And then they recently added their winter update, which added the oil rig robbery, which is awesome and difficult. And they're adding so many layers to this game that makes it fun to play for a long time. It's for sure a crowd pleaser. It can be the game that, like, it's the go-to game for me and my friends. Like, we're bored, we don't know what to do. I say Doors, everyone says no, and then someone says Jailbreak, and everyone says yes. So, it's a great game to play.
And yeah, then, fact check that.
Yeah. Number one.
My number one game is what Mav just talked about. It's Jailbreak. I used to play this so much, but then I kind of got bored of it, because there was, it's just all the game, like, you couldn't really do that much. It's just an easy escape from prison, and then you just, like, there's only, like, a few robberies, which was, you know, boring. After that huge update, I really found, a re-interest in it. It's just so fun, and there's so many different robberies, and you don't even have to do robberies. Heck, sometimes I even spend my day in Jailbreak just sniping cops on top of mountains, and then watching them freak out and rage quit. It's amazing. But even when I'm not doing that, I'm hanging out with my friends, making new friends, and just also making money. Not real money, but which is the great part, because you're practically making that money and spending time with friends to then use that money to buy crazier things and even bigger things that could allow you to hang out with even more friends.
Right.
So that's why it's my number one.
All right. So my number one is actually what Rex previously talked about. It's Doors. One, it's my favorite game. Two, I have quite a few reasons for this. Buckle up. So this year has been a big year for Doors, and if you say otherwise, I'm gonna prove you wrong today. All of those people who say that Elsewash and Routables are lazy devs, you are wrong. Just think. The Hotel Plus update came out, and that alone is crazy. They added the Skeleton Key, Crucifix, updates to Guiding Light and other entities, plus adding the whole new entity dupe, which took the game to a new and interesting level. Two, they came out with Super Hard Mode, which completely was a game changer, was absolutely hilarious, intense, great for streamers and people who had always wanted a challenge. And sadly, when April Fool's Super Hard Mode died, the modifiers came out, allowing the people who had already beaten the game play April Fool's Hard Mode again, plus modify it in their own crazy fun ways. And in between that, they also did their crossover with Tower Heroes, a bunch of plushie giveaways, a combination with U2's, where they made a Seek figurine. And I do think that the modifiers were was one of the most surprising, unexpected, yet so expected update they made to the game. Mm-hmm. Like Rex said, you can pretty much do everything and anything you want. Like, I recently did an extremely fun run in which we had Maximum Overdrive on Rush Hour and Worst Time. Ooh. So that way, Rush would come, like, every 5 seconds, but you are potentially fast enough to outrun him. And that was one of the most fun game modes I've done. Of course, I didn't beat it, but it's still super enjoyable to play through. I did 12-player doors, and now that 12-player doors can be achieved without having to, like, invite a bunch of random people to a private server, you can just be in a normal server and do that. I think it's really cool. Without further ado, now that we have ended our segment, talked about our top five games for this year, we're going to go into our games we're looking forward to for this year.
All right, so as I said, we're going to be talking about our New Year's resolution for the podcast. So we each came up with one, and we are going to be announcing them exclusively here. So, number one, of course, this should have been happening. I should have done my research when starting this podcast. Apologies that I did not get to do this. This would have been awesome. But hopefully we're going to get to do it this year. I'm hoping that we are going to get to do this. Now, you guys are like, what is it? What is it? It's coverage of the Roblox Creator Conference, Roblox Developer Conference, previously known as the Bloxy Awards. In which it's an official event hosted by Roblox, in which they announce stuff like best new experience, people's choice, best creative direction, best use of fashion, best item, best studio, best video star video, and best video star and best new video star, stuff like that. And, of course, the Ultimate Builderman Award of Excellence. And I was really hoping we would have gotten to cover this, but I did not know it existed. So, our hopes is that we're going to be able to talk about this on the show. They did change it to now only adults can go. So, obviously, if you thought we were, like, 39-year-olds, you're wrong. But we will watch, like, the YouTube live and all of that to bring you guys that and our opinions on that, which in the next segment we are going to be talking about that because it is a little bit delayed. Also, without further ado, let's get into our next New Year's resolution for the show.
Right. So, we were thinking, and we finally came up with a possible way and a steady way to do this more effectively and efficiently. And that is, we're not telling you the secret because magicians never reveal their secrets, but there will be more live gameplay episodes. Of course, you can't see the live gameplay, but we will be playing it and be able to talk to you about it.
Yeah. Live gameplay. It's finally going to be a thing with both of us, because before it was actually just like me and guests, but now it's going to work out for both of us to do it, so that's going to be a lot of fun. And yep, hopefully some better audio quality, because what happened was our guests were usually really, really quiet. So we have found a way to fix that, and so we're going to do that.
Yes, so there will be changes for the better. And without further ado, let's move into our outro and talking about the Bloxy Awards.
So, as I said previously, because we kind of failed to provide coverage on the not Bloxy Awards, but Roblox Developer Conference,
the Innovation Awards.
Innovation Awards for the conference. We're gonna do that right now. So, Rex, why don't you begin with our first category and winner?
So, the first category was that they reviewed was best new experience, which was given to Doors by L Splash, which seems absolutely very fitting.
Yeah. I think it kind of became an overnight success in a way, so that's really cool that L Splash won a category. It's super deserving. Okay. The next one makes sense. I guess I'm not too happy about it because Doors was a nominee for this. But the People's Choice Award was won by Bloxfruit. Cool, I guess. Bloxfruit's a popular game.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, and who's that by?
Gamer Robot Incorporated.
Okay. Next up is Best Collaboration, which is RB Battles by RB Battle Games, which I can see. RB Battles is a fun game.
Yeah. Pretty cool collaboration. And, yeah. So, next, we turn our attention to the Best Creative Direction Award, and I believe this one is very fitting. We're going to have long round of applause for this. Rainbow Friends by Roy and Charco. Yeah. That was a lot of applause. Thank you. Yeah. Definitely fitting that Rainbow Friends won something. So, yeah. I think it's time for our next category.
Right, so, our next category is Best Immersive Environment, which was awarded to Drive World by Twin Atlas, which I can see. They definitely put a lot of work into, like, all the cars and the tracks and stuff.
Pretty fitting one. Next category, best use of tech. If you are an experienced Roblox player, you for sure knew that this is fitting. This seems like it's a perfect match. Frontlines by Maximilian. Yep. It's a very deserving one because that game does not look like it should be from Roblox.
No.
It looks like something you buy with Xbox Game Pass. It's crazy. Crazy cool.
Mm-hmm.
Not really my type of game, but still. You got to give it.
You got to give it a try. Mm-hmm. So. Okay, next, which me and Mav were uncertain of until I tried it out in our short break. Shovelware's Brain Game won Best Use of Audio and Voice. That was by Shovelware Systems. That, it's really, really clear why they won that one. I mean, they have really, really good audio.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the sounds are clear and everything.
Mm-hmm. Pretty cool game. This next award makes a lot of sense. I mean, it's kind of like one of those things that it makes so much sense that's no duh.
Right.
And this, you'll see why in a second. Best use of fashion, of course, was awarded to catalog avatar creator by It's Monib. Or however you say that. But, you know, pretty cool.
I think it's Monib. Monib.
Monib.
Yeah.
Anyway, that game has to, like, earn a lot of money. And I kind of take that game for granted. Just think, in the break that me and Rex took, we actually probably spent, like, 20 minutes in Catalog Avatar Creator?
Yeah.
Like, absent-mindedly.
Yep.
Just did that, so. That's cool.
Yep.
Okay. Fairly deserving award. Extremely deserving. But yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's very, very prestigious. Not prestigious, but it's definitely had a lot of work put into it. Mm-hmm. Next up is Best Item, which is avatar item wise, and that was awarded to the oversized knitted rock band sweater, in the color black by Pure Sweetener, which, I mean, it's pretty cool. It's not exactly my type of stuff, but it is pretty cool.
Yeah. Okay. So, the best limited UGC item for your character this year was awarded to the 3.0 exclusive Max Watch Gold by Raymond Flam. I did look this thing up. It's pretty much just an Apple Watch, but it looks really cool. It's gold, it's shiny, it doesn't just look like it's yellow. So, yeah. Overall, really cool.
Okay, next up we have Best Studio, which I don't know really how they rated that one, but it was awarded to Twin Atlas again. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, the games they make, like Drive World, are very, like, high graphic level. They're pretty fun.
Okay. So, now the Best Video Star video. I had not watched this until, actually today. It was I Let Random People Control the Entire Roblox Game by Temperance. I found it a really funny and entertaining video in which this guy in Roblox Studios kind of created this awesome roleplay game and let the players take over, and by the end of the time, it kind of went crazy, so that was fun to watch.
Hmm. Next.
Which, actually, before we go to the next category, and the next three categories are all related, it makes me wonder how much, like, Roblox developers watch Roblox YouTubers. That is something, because if they're, like, rating all of the Roblox YouTubers, it's got to be a lot of work put in.
Yeah.
And obviously there's like criteria and stuff they have to meet, but still, that's really cool that they watch people playing the game.
I agree, yeah. So next up is Best Video Star, not Best Video Star Video, which was the one Mav just did. It's just Best Video Star, which was given to,
Tanker.
Tanker. Yeah. Spelled weird, but it's Tanker.
Yeah.
Which, I don't recall seeing any of their videos, but, I mean, they got an award for it, so they have to be decent.
Yeah. More than decent,
but.
Okay, the best new video star is Polar Cub, a new YouTuber. She's pretty cool. She has some cool content, and a lot of different games. And from the trailer, it was a lot of her failing and getting really mad. And they did do some, like, cool art direction for, like, the face cam instead of the actual face cam. It's some, like, anime-type drawings, and they're actually really cool. So, yeah, I think that's super deserving, and good luck to her in her days to come as a YouTuber.
Yes. Next, we have, and our second to last one, is most concurrent users, which was given to the game Pet Simulator X. Now, we're not 100% sure what most concurrent users was, but we are pretty sure it's like the amount of users does not fluctuate.
Mm-hmm.
Which means go up or down for those feeble-minded. No, I'm just kidding.
No.
So, we're pretty sure, but it definitely has quite a lot of viewers that play it.
Right. I've heard that that game is pretty engaging. With its content and stuff, so cool. Never played it myself.
Finally,
this is kind of like the cap. This is the big grand prize. The other ones are kind of like participation awards almost.
Oh, compared to this one.
This one is, the ultimate, thing. It is the Builderman Award of Excellence. And the Builderman Award of Excellence basically is given to the game that has, it feels polished, it's well made for the technology that they have, it's well put together, and I think this one, I'm very happy about it, so you guys probably will be able to guess what it is. The winner of the Builderman Award of Excellence goes to...
Drum roll, please. Even though we can't hear you do a drum roll, but we can hear Mav do a drum roll.
Doors by L Splash.
Yeah.
Woo.
Woo. Woo.
I would just like to say Doors is very deserving of that. That's awesome to see that Doors actually won two and the biggest one.
Yeah.
So, that's pretty cool. Doors is very polished, and it is good graphics, well made, for sure deserving. And now that is it for today's episode and our coverage of the long overdue Innovation Awards. So, finally, we're going to end today's episode with our outro. Well, as we said earlier, it is time to wrap up today's episode. We hope you enjoyed it, and now for our usual reminders. Rex, go ahead.
Do not forget to, first, if you are on Spotify, leave us a 5-star rating if you enjoyed this episode, and answer in the Q&A. If you are on Apple Podcasts, do make sure to rate the podcast and leave a review. And of course, if you are still wondering, we do still have the group, and it, yes, it's also still named the George Group. That is G-O-E-G-E, I think.
Yeah.
I forgot an R somewhere. And that is all.
Yeah. So it has been great having you this past 2023, and we are looking forward to our year of 2024, reviewing games, doing specials, playing games, and sharing it all with you guys. Thank you for listening, everyone. I'm Mav, my boy.
And I'm Rex.
Thanks, everybody. And now it's time to sign out. This has been the Blox Talks Roblox Review Podcast. Bye, everyone.
Later.